So, winter season, cuffing season, relationships, starting, ending, new beginnings, and compatibility is always the question I receive. Are we compatible? Well, I'm a this sign and that person's a that sign, and you know, that is so far from the truth and misconstrued. You know, I can say in my juvenile infancy years, I would think like that a little bit, where I don't deal with this sign or that sign. But even despite the fact that a person is made up of more than just their sun sign, I think, from personal experience as well as just, you know, knowledge, that elements are actually, to me, way more, what's the word, way more definitive on the general ambiance of the, you know, the relationship and stuff like that, then even the sun sign and stuff, because there's certain things that are innate in us. And
so really anybody, any sign, I mean, can be compatible with any sign.
Mm-hmm. Especially because there's so many other factors in your sign and your astrology, but there's four things: was earth, water, air, and fire. And every sun sign, every zodiac planet, all of them, even numbers and stuff, all go back to an element in some form or another. You know what I'm saying? They radiate back to an element, and those four elements kind of keep the balance. But with that,
nature and balance.
Yeah, like the human nature, you know what I'm saying? Those are things that are innate in you, like, and everybody is predominantly one or the other, and they have a little bit of everything. But if you ask somebody, or you can just kind of feel them, and say you just went with their sun sign, because that's what you're going to be seeing, they're showing you, it's like an earth sign is going to hold things in. So when you're dealing with dating, or, you know, or whatever the relationship is with an earth sign, you got to remember, especially, that their bucket of fucks are way bigger. Like, they take a lot of BS and, you know, pain, hurt, sorrow. Everybody's their own. And their explosion, just like the earth, it's, you can kind of maybe think you can time it, but you have no idea what's going to happen, how bad it's going to be, where it's going to go, you know. It's just going to explode, and then you don't even know what triggered it. It's just like, oh my gosh. And it's because they've held in and took so much, like, just like the earth does. Like, honestly, lightning strikes, earth sucks them in. You know, hail, snow, this, that, just sucks everything in. But when earth is about to explode, mm-hmm. Nobody knew that volcano was going to erupt. Right. Nobody knew that tropical storm was going to turn into a Category 5 hurricane, mm-hmm. or that this earthquake was going to happen, or these tidal waves. You know, it's, and there's no controlling it. You can't stop it. You can't start it. You can't do anything. It has to run its course until earth has got it out. And that's the crazy thing about earth signs. It's like, you can't stop them. You know, there's no help. And I know earth signs with other earth signs, they tend to balance it out where they can suck in more. And then, but as for, I don't know if the full fulfillment is there. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But it's like, I'm angry. I need to get this energy out of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm with another earth sign, and I'm an earth sign. I'm just going to, and they're going to suck it up just as much. Does it help and make you feel good? Maybe, maybe not. Do they understand? Yes. Other earth signs can. They can absorb it and understand it. And, you know, they have that, you know, that connect. Mm-hmm. Fire signs are kinetic. We are like a match. We are lit and triggered. Match. Huh? Okay. A fire sign is triggered. Anything kinetic, it has to be sparked or done. And then with that, it can be ended. Just like that. Blow the match out. Put the fire out, you know. So, what you get is bam, right then and there. Psh, and then we're done. That's that. Like, okay. We're good. We're triggered, you know. You have to kind of trigger them. Like, certain things are their triggers. Not everything is going to trigger a fire sign, you know. As well as, you might not get the response or the reaction you were expecting when you were dealing with some type of conversation, disagreement, argument, emotional conversation, whatever. Like, you're pouring all this out. They're sparked. They let out. Boom, this is what I got to say. And then set. And then it's like, are you serious? You're such an asshole. Or you're so, you're so sarcastic. Like, you're so short. But that was it. It's like, got it out. Now, I will say fire and earth are, a lot of people say they're all so opposite ends. And they are. But just like everything is yin and yang, they balance each other. Fire can handle earth, you know,
and vice versa.
And vice versa. But earth uses that fire kind of to help get that explosion out, you know, as well as when earth is exploding, fires can still hang. Well, oh, stop. Earth's she's a little angry today. Volcano erupts. What comes out? Fire. You know, you deal with, or kinetic, you know, lightning strikes. When they come back up from there, that's, you know, that's all that kinetic. Fire signs are almost like Earth's tools to help get their expressions out. You always notice that behind every Earth sign is a fire sign. A lot of good ones. Beyonce and Jay-Z. There's, oh my God, there's so many of them. I was looking into it one time, but there's so many of them because they balance each other, you know? Mm-hmm.
Earth has to release her rage in firing manner.
And the only way she can kinetically get it back out is through fire. You know, that fire is going to spark whatever, whether it is the electrical current, you know, or the volcanic,
be able to help the earth sign burn out whatever rage or unhappiness or whatever that's has been brewing.
And earth can tame and calm and defuse fire very well, as well as explode it, make it even bigger. Then you have water and air. And water signs are just like water. They run. They run. There's no form to them. There's no this. Water signs will, like a river, just keep going. We try to contain water with dams and bottles and this, but water is just that, just flows. And that is how their emotions are. Like, it can keep going and going and going, and they're like, five hours into this argument, you're still just getting out your emotions. They just keep going. There's so much emotion, and like, it's one of those things where no matter the form of water, growth, age, distance, time, them still holding on to something emotional. Like, they will remind you, oh, don't forget, just because I'm frozen right now, don't think like I forgot. No, they will hold on to them. And water signs are flowing with emotion, basically. What makes water and earth not always work is because fire is so short fused, or can be so short fused, and it's like water just keeps going and going and going and going. And the minute water puts a little emotion out, oop, fire's out. Psh. And we're good. And they're still like, what the heck? And they're expecting more of a response than they're ever going to get, because there's no more energy there. They will drag things. They can drag things. But with that can come passion and, you know, that long lasting. And, you know, there's the positive on that too. Water signs are your nurturers, you know, Cancer, stuff like that. That I will always love, you know, my child or family, you know, stuff like that. In water comes Scorpio's transformation. Different stages of water. At the end of the night, it is still emotion-driven. And they're fueled by emotion. What's flowing through them. That's all they know. Air is just that. Air is there. You know, they're there all over. You know, they're in their own space. You know what I'm saying? They get with water, they get with earth, they get with things. They have their own space, their own mindset, their own logic and thinking things. Nobody else seems to like understand. Fire can't make air. Water really can't make air. Earth doesn't really make air. We all contribute to air, but air is its own thinking and its own mindset. And it's kind of like we are all a part in different forms. Water droplets, mist dew, but it's kind of still separate. Or sandstorm, yep, gonna pick up the earth, but it's still its own thing. Air can help or not help fire, you know. When you take out the oxygen out of fire, you know. And in air, you find, I feel like everything I said, you understood, but you still have your own just thought pattern. And that's what you get with air. You get that, I hear you, I understand truly, because I can get with each other element, but I'm still me, and I still have my own thought pattern. I'm still gonna, you know. And a lot of people call a lot of air signs, they're like, you're Gemini, like they're bipolar, or Libra, they're judgmental, or, you know, they have this superiority complex, or, you know. And it's not really, wouldn't say that, or Aquarius, they're so absent-minded, or so, like, what's the word, eclectic, or just, they're just different. And it's not that, it's because in air, you get pieces of every other element, but you'll always get its own thing. And it's like, I hear you, I see you. They make really good, I guess, not really, they're good at mediators, or the, you know what I'm saying, or judges, lawyers, stuff like that. Like, I can see debaters, I can see what you're saying, but, you know, I'm still separate. And people are like, oh, you just flip back and forth. They're just so bipolar, like Gemini. No, there's always going to be two parts because no other element blends or infuses with air. So it'll always be a separate, you know, thought pattern. It'll always be bipolar, or it'll always be separate, two different thinkings, because it's yours and theirs, but no other one can blend. They're normally not kind of what I say, a unison or a infusion to make one. It won't happen. It's wind, sandstorm. You know, it's mist, water, then air, dew, you know, the or hurricane with this separate water, this separate, you know, fire. It's, you know, it's none of that, but we all kind of can, you know, infuse together. So, like, honestly, I guess the most, depending on what you're looking for, you can pick your element over your sign. And, you know, that's my little short take on that. Let's see if I get this. Four elements. Mm-hmm. Air, fire, water, earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one way to describe it is like air is correlated with the mind. Air, open, you know, higher mind, or, you know, sometimes they'd be like, oh, you're lost in your mind, you know, that air, that airy. Mm-hmm. As well as perception, expression, thought form, abstract ideas. They're going to have those abstract because they're in their mind. They're like thinking something different, mm-hmm. you know. Fire is correlated with energy, manifestation of things. I always say it's kinetic, it's active, it's, you know, it's physical. You know, you're going to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fire, you're going to...
It's like electricity.
Well, yeah, like, so, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be spark. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an action, you know, something like that, a movement, a radiation, some energizing. Mm-hmm.
It's like
water.
Water
is symbolizes like the sensitive, the feeling, the empathy, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that, as well as emotions, flow, you know. And then earth, I love earth. Earth is everything. Earth is basically, it's where all forms, all the other elements are, what's the word I say, are shown. Like their purpose, their energy is shown in earth. You know what I'm saying? Earth, it would be the literal paint in the thought, like, you know, if you're painting a picture and you're thinking this, and the actual picture itself would be, you know, the manifestation of what you're thinking, you know? In earth, water acts up and acts wrong and acts all types of crazy in earth. Fire.
Huh?
In earth.
What?
In earth. So without earth, the other signs are kind of like just there.
They exist, but they show themselves
in earth. You know what I'm saying? It's like, for example, fire. Fire, you know, the trees, the whole forest fire. Well, the trees, you know what I'm saying? Itself, it's earth. You know what I'm saying? So I'm fire sign. I'm going to get sparked. I'm going to, it shows in earth. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to spark this whole, you know, this whole forest, mm-hmm. this house, everything's gonna, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. or it's gonna, water. Well, you know, water wants to have a bad day. So it wants to just flood. Mm-hmm. Well, in earth, you're gonna see it because the grounds are gonna get soggy. Mm-hmm. You know, the beaches are eroding. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna see it in
earth. That means the earth takes on everybody's.
That's the thing. Yes.
I get it now. I get it.
So then in air.
Oh, that's
air,
why earth.
So in air is like, you know what? F this and F this. I want to have a bad day too. So I want to have now I want to have hurricane winds and you know what I'm saying. But now it's in Earth. You're going to see the trees are flying this way and you know what I'm saying. Mm. But the thing is,
I mean, Earth deals with so a lot of
Earth,
shit.
That's Earth signs suck in suck so much. They're, God, that's damn, why they with have
everything of the world they, almost.
Yes, but when they blow, it's yeah, like oh, there's yeah, no yeah, there's yeah. no understanding. There's no there's no timing it. There's no when it's going to happen. It's just going to, you know what I'm saying? It's going to mm-hmm. happen. When Mother Earth gets tired of, you know, fires, pissy attitude, and water's pissy attitude, mm-hmm. and air's pissy attitude, mm-hmm. and she's like, I've just had enough of this, right? Next thing you know, underwater volcanoes are erupting. You know what I'm saying? Or randomly you have this typhoon that came out of nowhere, this earthquake that was like,
you started
what the
having
heck?
An earthquake, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, or you're just like, did the sinking hole just happen? Like, you mm-hmm. know, it in Earth, you know what I'm saying? It shows, but she's, you know, how many lightning strikes did fire did she have to suck up? How many bad mm-hmm. hurricanes from air did she have to suck up? How mm-hmm. many mm-hmm. water it. Wanted I to be it. Water? They just want to rain, mm-hmm. go. How many mm-hmm. of that before she finally snapped? But we are like, what? What are you talking about? It was just a beautiful day yesterday. And we don't understand, but she done sucked up every, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like why in Earth signs tend to be more introverted. They tend to suck up everything. They tend to, they're almost, they're really empathetic in a way to, they take on everybody else's, you know, baggage, problems, concerns, issues, and all of this, and they ground it. You know what I'm saying? Literally, how many thunderstorms before there's an earthquake? You know what I'm saying? They hold so much, they ground it. But in fire, especially fire is controlled almost in Earth. Like, so in Earth contains or controls, kind of like it muses fire. Because we show her vengeance, her, you know what I'm saying? Almost like we're Earth's puppets, kind of, you know, and mm-hmm. She contains us for when she's ready, you know. When she wants to go, her volcanoes erupt. It's in fire, you know what I'm saying? But it's not mm-hmm. the same. I didn't make myself, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She caused it. She wanted the earthquakes, the lightning strikes, you know what I'm saying? When she's ready.
She everybody yes, against themselves.
With their energy. When they blow up. Like the energy back and forth.
That means they blow up on everybody and they'll let everybody know exactly how they feel.
Yeah, she uses, but it shows mm-hmm. in.
And it shows. Mm-hmm.
But it shows in fire. Earth shows her anger, her this, her that in fire. So it's kind of like energy wise when she's finally ready to snap, you're gonna notice that the energy waves, you know what I'm saying, the thunder, the this and that, you know what I mean, like the seismic activity, that's all energy. It comes out in us. So whereas as a fire sign, it sucks because I can't, for some reason I can never they're always my trigger. Earth signs always tend to be.
But you damn, you made my sign a trigger all the time.
No, it's a different type of trigger. It's like a non-control trigger. An Earth sign trigger is different than like, it's because they're controlling it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like I can feel their.
Yeah,
you know, it's like when you train your army.
So what kind of trigger are we? Because you said I'm not.
Water sign.
You are
water's
the only
trigger,
one that can trigger me like that.
We
like,
never
what?
Ever said that. No, that's a different type of trigger. I'm... That's like, you have to understand when I say trigger. There's different triggers.
Oh.
Triggers like,
oh.
And if an earth sign is, if Dez is angry or something like that, I'm automatic. I feel it. I can feel right, her. And right. It's like, right. It makes me feel some sort of way. Like when she was, that whole thing with the text message. Right. And I'm like, I just wanted to just go in. Like, I mean, I am sensitive. I can't combat it. I can't get around it. Like, no matter, she could be having a pissy. That's why I have to completely stay away, because I can't fight back the earth energy. You know what I'm saying? I hate to disappoint my dad. Like, I'm like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to call my mom back because I already knew. Like, it's no matter what, there's just a weak to earth sign. But it's like, because I can't. It's like, I know they're angry, and I feel like she's, the kinetic energy is going to transfer over to where it's going to spark in me. unlike water is different. Water trigger is on the strength of different qualities and stuff, whereas fire sparked. Water, you could have sparked the match, put the whole thing on fire, put the whole thing out. Water is still going. It's a whole nother, like, oh my gosh, what, are we still there? Like, why are we, like, and it's the expectation of, well, I'm still flowing with my emotion.
Like having a leak.
Yes,
a leak,
you're like.
A leak. With the pipe, a leak in the pipe.
Yeah, right? But the thing is that water fully flowing, going. When fire's on, the whole forest is on fire, yes. What started it? A cigarette. You know, after a while, the whole thing's burning. You know what I mean? What started that, you know, the initial spark?
Yeah, that little
is
one.
Like, nobody knows. I don't know. I don't care. I can't remember. I'm just now and I'm just going. You know what I'm saying? Then when it's out, it's out. Like, you know what I mean? Nobody thinks about it tomorrow. Like, oh, that cigarette was the reason why, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or they go back and I don't know. It's out now. Because after it blazed, they're not going back. Well, let's go back and figure out which neighbors over here were smoking so we can, you know, like, water is the opposite. It's like, it happened, it's done, it's over with. Don't ask me. I can't remember why it started. I don't know. It was, like, going. Water is the opposite. They're like, keep dripping, drip. They're going. And they're like, well, I mean, what leak started 7 weeks ago, and it was slowly one drop at a time.
Oh,
your basement,
so they flow out the whole
flow.
Entire.
Like,
your
basement is finally
flow.
Right. Are you serious? Like,
right.
What the hell? Like, you kind of, there's like, wow, I thought we put a stopper on that thing. It's still freaking going. It's just like going. Now the rust, two years later, from the water that happened there. Now the, you know, later on, now you have weakness in your foundation because of this, and now you have, like, oh, it's just constantly just doesn't stop, and you're like, all this from that freaking toilet that leaked upstairs.
It keeps going.
That's why I say water has to be contained. Like, the thing is, because we can't just let water go. That's why they put dams. That's why they have rivers stop ocean. They have to contain it, because if not, they'll just keep, water will keep going.
So levee's an example of what happened when
having,
that shit broke.
You have to stop water.
I see what you're saying.
After a while, you just gotta be like, okay, you have to contain it. That's why water can't just flow. It doesn't just flow. You have to put
it in. You still hit me every now and then.
You have to put it in bottles.
That's
you
said that. You kept saying, no,
you have
I
to
hit
contain,
you because
yes, you just have to contain water, because if not, it'll just keep going 75
and I'm
hours.
I'm just using that as an example, because that's a perfect example. Because you said clearly, you said, if I hit you, it's over. Like,
yes, it's kinetic.
Like,
I know,
like,
what happened is I'm done with it. Not
like you transferred some shit.
It's not.
I don't even want to, like.
Like, fire has
say
to get
anything
it.
Else.
We have to. We're spark. We have
it's
to
weird.
Go. Just like
how
water. Water always wants to escape its containment. You know what I'm saying? It's always trying to escape its containment. It's always somehow or another wants to just get out.
If it has a crack, it's going.
Yeah, I'm saying. So, fire. It's like.
So when you hit me, it's like putting
I have to let mine's out. Just like you want to get out your container, you want to keep going. I need to get my spark out.
Right.
And then, but I'm done. The spark, you blew it out.
Right.
And that's it. Not water. Water's going to find this little crack, and it's going to slowly drip, and it's going to keep going and go, and cause all types of. The thing is, water cannot be just freely out there, because nobody would actually be able to correlate the beginning and the end. Where's the beginning of the river? Or was the end of the river? Exactly. There's no the beginning or ending.
I don't know.
Because it's a cycle.
All around.
So the issues are over and done with, but with water, it's still going in their mind, because there is no ending. You have to almost force ending for water. You have to put a barrier down. You have to put a container there.
And water doesn't like the way people, that's where the class,
and what is that sign that we all know that that's the only sign that has to be, like, contained or something, like,
because
water
I
would just keep going, and like, you're like, okay, no, we have to, you know, it's one, you gotta bottle it back up, gotta stop, you have to put a stop down, you have to put it in this, you have to do something, because if not, it wants to keep going, thinking that it's right or wrong or whatever. We don't even know 25 years later, we still don't know how with the correlation, but because there's no, it holds memory and there's no new, it's constantly, so for them it's always a cycle,
rewinding the same cycle in the
but it,
water travels so many places. Though. That's the thing. Is,
but there's no new places. It's a site. It's a circle.
But that's what I'm saying. It's been. It can probably
can
like
keep going.
Teach the most because it's been the most places and came back.
But the
and
thing
going
is,
again. Like,
yes, but with know, the so, mindset of nothing new to it coming,
right,
it's
that's
kind
when
of like, it's
boring.
Like, not even just that. It's like you automatically assume that, well, this is going to happen because this has happened, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. You automatically.
So a lot of people.
Yes, true. But history does repeat itself. But history might not have repeated
itself. This time, you don't know if it's going this path. Right.
The thing is, instead of embracing that, hey, water stopped in Egypt this time, and there might be a little different. It can't, because it's like, oh, I know that there's going to be people there. I already know it's going to be hot. I already know it's going to be hot. And it's like, they notice, hot, but they have, it's just like a constant. And the thing is, because there is no new water, so true.
But
and
it learns new things. Water still learns new things,
It
goes to new destinations.
It learns new things, but the thing is...
It changes.
It still constantly has the same...
It changes its environment.
But it still constantly has that same... building on. It's like not where some people like fire
and it changes the environment to what it thinks and
what it
previously saw.
It adds to it. But see, like, for example, like fire, if you lit a match in a room with oxygen tanks, it's going to be a completely different experience. For water, because water is always ever flowing and stuff. Yes, that room might have been in this room before. It might be a little different experience, but the fact is, I already know we're gonna go in this room and it's gonna have this. And they were like, but it's gonna, I know, but it's gonna be in the room and then it's gonna go. Boom,
I see what you're saying.
It's the same thing. There's no new experience. It's just like built onto because it's, you know, it's residually going, a cycle. And it's like, you put pink today instead of that, but yeah, you're still gonna wear a shoe. I'm like, wow, this is great because it's brand spanking new for me. Like, it's a new environment, and you never have the same reaction every time. You can light it this way, and it might spark. You might light it this way, and it might not.
You might
this way, and this happens. With water, no matter what you do, you freeze it, you boil it. You go. It's still gonna be water.
It's
gonna freeze. It's gonna boil. It's gonna flow. There's nothing new. It's like, you can add color to it. Okay, great, but it's still water. You know what I mean? There's nothing. You can't make new water. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can add things to it. Kool-Aid, juice.
So that means a lot of water signs are very passive then.
No, a lot of water signs,
Hell, you cancer? Say that's something my mom did to me.
There's three different. There's the cancer water. Mm-hmm. Cancer water is the...
there's different elements
the nurture,
in the water.
Because I've traveled this path, I want to protect and nurture. You have that in, you know, cancer crab, and that you have the they want to take care of that part. You know, or in Scorpio water, it's like Scorpio water is that horrible transformation where it comes from. It's that. Because I've walked this path, I know this transformation has to happen, but it's painful because it's kind of like, I know it's nothing. You know, you're going against what you feel, but you have to have that transformation. You have to turn the ice. You have to turn this. You know what I'm saying? You have to try to do something different. You got to get out of, yes, you're nurturing them in cancer. You get nurtured because you walked that path and, you know, you lived that life. But in Scorpio, you have to be Kool-Aid. You have to be something else. And it's that horrible, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to blend. I don't want to do this. And it's like, keeps there. And it's that Scorpio transformation is, yes, I know that you know that it's just sugar and color added to it, but we still need you to turn into this. But it's like, you know what I mean? And it's like that always, that's where in Scorpio is transformation. It's all the things that rock our core, but why do I have to change into this? Why do I have to deal with that? You know what I'm saying? Why have I had to go through this? Why, you know, where it's like, it's a back and forth. Like, you want to make the changes, or the world wants you to make the changes. But it's like, once again, it's that manipulation of the energy. Because in Scorpio water, that is where, well, everybody else is, you know, whatever. Well, we got to change water into another property.
Right,
you know?
And everybody else is in agreement.
So, but for water to change into ice, it has to be cold. So you have, now you're changing that, because you have to turn into ice, the whole energy around you
has to be cold. That's when it comes into changing the environment.
You have to melt. So that's why I said you change. You don't.
They don't even realize it.
You know, you don't create the energy. I'm saying you didn't. Change it, because you have to change. Now you're gonna change the energy around you, because you can't turn into ice without changing
everything around me has to be cold.
Y'all manipulate the energy. You manipulate where you can come into a room and you'd be pissy, and everybody else
and not say nothing either.
And everybody else is pissy. Water cannot change itself into everything else around it. It's
changed.
Water will not turn into an ice cube sitting in the sun.
No.
Exactly.
No. So it has to change. It has to change everything else around.
That's what I said. It could be a positive and a negative. You know what I'm saying? Where you can positive.
Yeah, it can go either way.
You know, and that's where the thing is, and it's that horrible transformation in that Scorpio, where it's kind of like, yes, I know I have to turn into ice, but it has to be cold, so now everybody's going to freeze there. You know what I mean? And it's just like, oh my God. And then it's like, but finally, when it's contained and it's dormant, it's like, okay, I can deal with the ice cube. It's fine. You know what I mean? We can do, keep going. But you have to contain it, because if not, how long you want to keep freezing forever and ever and ever? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, and that's why that Scorpio thing, it comes with the passion, the so much more to it than just the Cancer water, where it's like, Cancer water is like, hey kids, eventually when you get older, you're gonna turn into ice cream and all this other stuff. It's still trying to help preparing them a little bit, so they don't have Scorpio's already like, oh, I'm already at the brink now, I got a chance. So then you'll have Aquarius and Pisces. So and Pisces water, it's Pisces water is, I've already prepared, we already know, I've already went through the transformation. Now it's like, Pisces water is like free. It's almost where it's, when it evaporates, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Evaporates. And it turns back into.
And now it's everywhere, so it knows everything has been around. Pisces is a very, very elevated, they tend to know a lot. They've been there, done that, seen it, you know what I'm saying? When water dissipates in the air, you can't collect it back. But you know what I'm saying? But it's
there though. It's still there.
And it's at a higher, like, it doesn't really care. It's not going to make your paper soggy. It just kind of does its own, you know, its thing. It's in its other mind. Pisces water is that higher mind astral plane that they're just like, I checked out. Y'all are good. You know what I mean? I don't want to go back to ice. I don't want to go back to this. I know how to. I can see that I've been through. Now, because remember the water. I've seen all the ages in the cycle from beginning to end.
I get it. They still got that part, though.
But they don't care. Like, it's like, they're not going to interject themselves into it. Like, it's like, not that they don't care enough. It's just kind of like, I've been through 11 other signs. I've been through all these transformations. It's kind of like, I'm good. And so in Pisces, you have Neptune. You'll deal with, like, dreams. It's just a whole nother. Like, you know, well, y'all handle all that, so I'm just going to dissipate into the sky and then go into another space, you know, and you'll deal with that in Pisces. And it's a different kind of thing, but that Scorpio transformation is the worst. That's the only sign that goes through, starts from the Scorpion to the Phoenix.
Scorpio. It turns that big bird?
It's the transformation. But with Scorpio transformation, it's one of those where it can go either way. It can transform to where it's like, yay, we got through this. Or it can transform into everybody, we're in the middle of an ice age for the rest of our life. So, I mean, it can go. That's why that it teeters, that good and bad. But the energy is so powerful. That's why I say, you know, Scorpio energy is so powerful. Because of the fact that it can. If a person can manipulate and change, you know, the mood, the area, the room, you know what I mean? Just like that. They can change your mind. They can change your feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's even to the point where they can shift into their, this is the only sign where they shift into their different. So, like, Scorpios can be ice cold, real, just straight asshole, ice cold, or they could be like butter in the sun, just melty, real sweet and this and fluid, and you know what I'm saying? If they go, and then it can transfer back and forth, like it's like, God, are they bipolar? What the heck? I mean, what, you know what I mean? They can be in the middle, where it's kind of like a just slushy, you know what I mean? You don't never know, but what way it's gonna, they can get poured out, and then next thing you know, keep running, going, spilling, or they can just almost like non-exist, they can just check out, like, what the heck? You know, they can boil and be like, it's one of the worst, you know, energy vampires, and they steal, but water has an affinity for things that it's not supposed to, you know, do and like, and it thinks it's bigger than what it really is, but hey, it just mixes. You were mixed into it. You're not big and bad like that. You just, but it can leave, and it can leave destruction. You know, water damage is probably one of the worst damages. It destroys. You know what I'm saying? Water damage, it takes it with it, because it's like a vengeance. So, I mean, and then air. Everybody loves air. Air is just, they're in their own age of Aquarius. That's why I love air signs. They're so innovative, and like, we're over here dealing with this ice storm that this water sign has caused, and this fire sign, and air is over here like, all the way on a whole nother element, and this and that, like, they're just there. They're not bad, good. You just love them. They're doing the thinking when we're too busy dealing with the mundane stuff. They're over there like, rainbows and clouds and, you know, all types of other things.